Steely Systems Decision Intelligence Weekly Prep Brief. Sunday and May 31, 2026, Tehran signaled overnight that it remains interested in Pakistan-mediated peace talks with the U.S. as Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi commented that talks are making progress with Pakistan's gracious effort, while warning that a political solution was the only way to break the deadlock over a deal. Oil prices pulled back Thursday, erasing earlier gains, on reports that U.S. and Iranian negotiators reached an agreement to extend the ceasefire. The weekend held no major geopolitical shifts. The diplomatic framework established Friday after Secretary Rubio's meeting with Pakistani FM Mohammad Ishaq Dar appears intact into the Monday session, today, in one paragraph. The 7,595.75 Friday. Close breaks above the prior briefs, 7,590.25 resistance, with sustained momentum toward the psychological 7,600 barrier. Validation above confirms the tech infrastructure acceleration thesis, while invalidation moves to 7,540 on any breakdown of diplomatic progress expectations. The June 16 to 17 FOMC meeting represents Chair Warsh's opening position, with the Fed entering blackout period Monday until after the decision eliminates commentary risk for the shortened Memorial Day week. NVIDIA's record $81.6 billion revenue, plus 85% YOY, validates Jensen Huang's demand has gone parabolic assessment as agentic AI deployment creates structural momentum across hyperscale infrastructure, with the company powering every frontier AI model. Framework scenarios for the week: sustained diplomatic progress with tech leadership continuing, 70%, implementation stalling with energy repricing higher, and 20%, broader breakdown reverting to conflict dynamics, hard 10%. Iran's economy has entered a new and more dangerous phase, with absolute poverty and chronic unemployment threatening millions, while oil's $87.36 normalization creates structural support for equity multiples as energy fears recede. Conditions favor longside positioning above 7,540, with extension targets at 7,600 and 7,650, as Memorial Day optimism builds into shortened week dynamics with Fed blackout, eliminating headline risk from monetary policy commentary. Walk through the weekend timeline. How did Friday's diplomatic momentum carry into the Sunday setup? Friday's close brief flagged the tentative framework after Secretary Rubio's meeting with Pakistani FM Mohammad Ishaq Dar, with ES settling at 7,595.75 and oil collapsing minus 6.95% to $87.36. Saturday brought confirmation as Tehran signaled continued interest in Pakistan-mediated talks, with Foreign Minister Araghchi stating that talks are making progress with Pakistan's gracious effort. No backtracking from the diplomatic track. Sunday remained quiet on geopolitical developments, with no major statements or incidents to disrupt the framework. The weekend's stability validates Friday's thesis that we've shifted from acute conflict risk to implementation mechanics, allowing risk assets to extend their momentum into the cash session. How does Iran's domestic economic crisis factor into the diplomatic calculus? Iranian economists warn that the country's crisis-ridden economy has entered a new and more dangerous phase, with absolute poverty, chronic unemployment, and collapsing revenues threatening millions of Iranians. Workers at Makran Steel in Chabahar haven't received wages for 9 months, pushing families to the brink of economic collapse, while the internet blackout since February has severed women's access to parallel labor markets, deliberately suppressing financial independence. The domestic pressure creates structural incentives for Tehran to pursue the diplomatic track. Prolonged conflict becomes economically unsustainable when the population faces systematic wage collapse and infrastructure breakdown. The Fed blackout period starts Monday. What does this mean for market dynamics this week? The June 16 or 17 FOMC meeting schedule means Fed officials enter blackout Monday ahead of Chair Warsh's first policy decision. Federal Reserve staff generally do not speak publicly during the FOMC blackout period, which begins on midnight of the second Saturday preceding an FOMC meeting. This eliminates the hawkish commentary risk that has periodically pressured markets during the war cycle. With no Fed speakers able to comment on energy-driven inflation concerns or geopolitical risks, the primary macro narrative defaults to the diplomatic framework and earnings momentum rather than monetary policy uncertainty. The blackout period extends until midnight following the June 17th decision. Markets hit records despite ongoing war. Is this sustainable or a setup for reversal? Stock indices in the U.S., Japan, and South Korea have reached new all-time highs, with the S&P 500 hitting 7,273 and NASDAQ 100 climbing to 28,298, while South Korea's KOSPI soared 7% and Japan's Nikkei hit 61,402. The main driver is sustained momentum of the AI revolution, with semiconductor concentration in Asian markets. Samsung and SK Hynix represent 44% of South Korean market cap, while TSMC accounts for 45% of Taiwan. As these hardware giants provide the core infrastructure for AI development, with demand largely disconnected from the current energy crisis, markets are pricing simultaneous hopes for a diplomatic breakthrough between the U.S. and Iran, with belief that the blockade of the Strait of Hormuz will end soon, as it appears to be in the interests of both sides. The sustainability depends on whether AI infrastructure momentum can offset geopolitical reversals. NVIDIA's earnings validated what exactly about the AI infrastructure thesis? NVIDIA posted $81.6 billion revenue, plus 85% YOY, ahead of the $78.9 billion consensus, with net income of $58.3 billion versus the $42.9 billion estimate. CEO Jensen Huang concluded the earnings call stating, "This was an extraordinary quarter. Demand has gone parabolic, with the reason simple, agentic AI has arrived." The company now powers every frontier AI model, including Anthropic, OpenAI, SpaceX AI, Meta, and Google's Gemini, while supporting every hyperscaler for their core data processing and machine learning workloads. Data center revenue doubled to $75.2 billion, representing 92% of total sales. The earnings confirm that agentic AI deployment is creating structural rather than cyclical demand. This is infrastructure build-out with multi-year visibility. Why did NVIDIA stock decline despite record results? NVIDIA shares fell 0.9%, despite the earnings beat, as investors wanted even more. The stock was trading at approximately 30.5 times calendar 2026 estimated earnings, representing a substantial premium to the broader market, with expectations extremely high, where results merely met, rather than dramatically exceeded these elevated expectations. The options market had priced in substantial volatility around the earnings event, and when results failed to produce the explosive upside that some traders were positioned for, the unwinding of these speculative positions created additional selling pressure. Hedge funds and momentum traders took profits, while systematic strategies reduced exposure as volatility expansion triggered risk management protocols, creating a counterintuitive decline on what objectively constituted one of the strongest earnings reports in corporate history. Opening setup. Sunday, 6 p.m. Globex positioning shows ES holding above Friday's 7,595.75 close, with light volume characteristic of Memorial Day weekend trading. The overnight session will test whether Asian markets extend the semiconductor rally momentum or pause ahead of the U.S. cash session. With Fed officials entering blackout Monday ahead of the June 16 to 17 FOMC meeting, macro commentary risk diminishes significantly. The primary catalyst shifts to earnings follow-through from NVIDIA's record results and any geopolitical developments from the Iran framework. Monday's opening range likely establishes between 7,585-7,605, with breakout conditions favoring the 7,600 psychological test if Asian strength confirms. Gap risk into the session is low given weekend stability, but oil's $87.36 level remains critical. Any spike above $90 would signal framework concerns and pressure the equity thesis. Technical picture. ES weekly chart shows continuation pattern above the 7,540 breakout level with Friday's 7,595.75, close establishing immediate resistance at 7,600. The 20-week moving average at 7,485 provides structural support, while momentum indicators remain in bullish territory without reaching overbought extremes. Volume patterns during Friday's advance showed institutional accumulation rather than speculative excess, suggesting sustainable rather than parabolic conditions. VUIX at 15.32 represents the lowest war cycle reading and approaches pre-conflict levels around 14.50, indicating complete fear capitulation to the diplomatic thesis. The technical picture supports extension towards 7,650 on any 7,600 breakout confirmation, with measured move targets reaching 7,700 if momentum accelerates. Key risk factor remains oil correlation. WTI's $87.36 level is likely to hold above $85 to maintain the energy normalization thesis supporting equity multiples. Setup A, diplomatic momentum extension. The thesis activates on ES hold above 7,590 with target extension towards 7,650 as diplomatic framework stability validates tech infrastructure acceleration. NVIDIA's agentic AI narrative supports semiconductor concentration while oil normalization below $90 reduces inflation pressure on Fed policy. The setup is invalidated below 7,540, where framework breakdown would signal reassessment of geopolitical risk. Time window favors the Tuesday-Thursday period as Memorial Day liquidity normalizes and Asian strength builds momentum. Setup B, framework, breakdown reversion. The breakdown thesis emerges below 7,540 on any deterioration of Iran diplomatic progress with target towards 7,485 weekly support. Oil spike above $90 would confirm framework failure and revive energy inflation concerns, pressuring Fed policy expectations. VIX expansion above 17 signals risk-off rotation from tech leadership back to defensive positioning. The scenario activates specifically on any official statement suggesting diplomatic stalemate or military escalation overriding weekend stability. Setup C, consolidation range trade. Range-bound conditions develop between 7,540-7,600 if diplomatic progress stalls without breaking down while AI momentum pauses without extending higher. Memorial Day week characteristics favor consolidation as institutional flow diminishes and retail participation declines. The range trade profits from volatility compression as VIX mean reverts toward 16.5017 from current 15.32 extremes. Risk-reward deteriorates after Wednesday as weekly options. Expiration and month-end rebalancing introduce directional pressure. NASDAQ analysis. How does NQ's tech concentration amplify the NVIDIA narrative versus ES? NVIDIA's $81.6 billion revenue with data center sales of $75.2 billion, 92% of total, validates the hyperscale infrastructure thesis that drives NQ's megacap concentration advantage over ES broad market exposure. NQ's plus 1.10% Friday gain versus ES plus 0.78% reflects the index's 50% plus weighting in companies directly benefiting from AI infrastructure acceleration, AAPL, MSFT, Google, AMZN, and NVDA itself. With NVIDIA powering every frontier AI model and every hyperscaler, NQ captures this structural shift more efficiently than ES, which dilutes the theme across 500 names, including non-tech sectors. The 30 basis point outperformance Friday represents NQ's beta to the agentic AI deployment cycle that Jensen Huang described as demand gone parabolic. What's NQ's sensitivity to the Fed blackout period versus ES? With Fed officials entering blackout Monday ahead of June 16-17, FOMC, NQ benefits disproportionately from reduced monetary policy commentary risk. Tech megacaps carry higher duration sensitivity to rate expectations. Any hawkish Fed speak about energy-driven inflation typically pressures NQ more than ES due to multiple compression effects on growth stocks. The blackout period eliminates this asymmetric risk, allowing NQ to trade purely on fundamental momentum from earnings and growth expectations rather than policy uncertainty. Historical analysis shows NQ outperforms ES by 40 to 60 basis points on average during FOMC blackout periods, when monetary policy noise is minimized and growth narratives dominate price action. NQ opening setup. NQ Sunday. Globex shows sustained strength above Friday's 30,405.25 close, with semiconductor futures leading Asian overnight action. NVIDIA's record results and Jensen Huang's demand has gone parabolic commentary create structural momentum for tech concentration effects that favor NQ over ES broad market exposure. The overnight session tests whether Asian tech leadership, particularly Taiwan semiconductor and South Korean memory makers, extends the AI infrastructure narrative into U.S. cash markets. Monday's opening range likely establishes between 30,350, 30,450, with breakout conditions targeting the 30,500 psychological level. NQ's beta to semiconductor strength means any weakness in chip futures would pressure the index disproportionately, while sustained strength could drive rapid extension toward 30,650 as momentum algorithms engage. NQ technical picture. NQ weekly chart displays classic momentum continuation above the 30,200 breakout level, with Friday's 30,405.25 close setting up the 30,500 psychological test. Relative strength versus ES confirms tech leadership with the NQ-ES ratio at cycle highs, validating the AI infrastructure concentration thesis over broad market exposure. Momentum oscillators remain constructive without reaching overbought extremes that typically precede corrections. The advanced decline pattern within NASDAQ components shows broad participation rather than narrow leadership, suggesting sustainable momentum rather than speculative excess. Key technical risk emerges from semiconductor futures correlation. Any weakness in Philadelphia Semiconductor Index below 7,800 would pressure NQ's concentration effects and potentially trigger profit-taking in megacap positions. NQ setup A tech infrastructure breakout. The thesis develops on NQ hold above 30,400 with extension target toward 30,650 as NVIDIA's agentic AI validation drives structural momentum across hyperscale infrastructure beneficiaries. Megacap concentration amplifies the narrative through AAPL, MSFT, Google, and AMZN exposure to AI deployment acceleration. The setup is invalidated below 30,300, where breakdown would signal tech leadership exhaustion. Optimal conditions favor the Tuesday-Thursday window as institutional flow normalizes post-Memorial Day and semiconductor strength builds. NQ setup B, concentration risk reversal. The breakdown scenario emerges below 30,200 on profit-taking in megacap positions or semiconductor weakness pressuring tech leadership. NVIDIA's minus 0.9% decline despite record earnings signals potential momentum exhaustion at elevated valuations. The thesis targets 30,000 Sarasaran support as concentration effects that drove outperformance reverse into broad market rotation. Risk management protocols and systematic strategies could accelerate selling if volatility expansion triggers position reductions. NQ setup C, consolidation above support. Range conditions develop between 30,300 to 30,500 if AI momentum pauses without breaking down while broader market catches up to tech leadership. Memorial Day week dynamics favor consolidation as hedge fund rebalancing and options expiration create cross currents. The range profits from volatility normalization as option premiums compress from earnings-driven expansion. Time decay favors range sellers through Wednesday before month-end institutional flows introduce directional bias. Overnight outlook. Sunday 6 p.m. Globex opens with ES at 7,595.75 and NQ at 30,405.25, facing immediate tests of Friday's momentum into Memorial Day week dynamics. Tehran's confirmation of continued Pakistan-mediated talks provides geopolitical stability While Fed blackout period entry Monday eliminates hawkish commentary risk until June 17th, Asian overnight focus centers on semiconductor strength following NVIDIA's record $81.6 billion revenue and Jensen Huang's agentic AI validation. Key overnight levels, ES above 7,590 confirms momentum while NQ above 30,400 validates tech leadership. Oil stability near $87.36 remains critical. Any spike above $90 would signal framework concerns. Monday morning catalysts include any diplomatic statements from Tehran or Washington plus semiconductor futures performance ahead of the cash session open. Risk factors include profit-taking on extended positions and holiday week liquidity constraints that could amplify volatility. This has been a Decision Intelligence briefing by Steely Systems. For informational purposes only, not financial advice.